If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important,
419 is the weed Flucktog.
I was so nervous and I just was farting so much.
I had a giant pipe made out of a bike pump.
We're here to service the men out there.
And here we go.
All right.
We're having fun now.
Wee-oo. Wee-oo.
Hey.
Wee-oo. Hey, guys. Happy 419.
Ooga.
Happy 419.
Wee-oo.
Is that a way-o drop?
Happy 419, boys.
Happy, yeah. Are you guys with you and yours on this high holiday?
I am with mine and mine. Yes, sir. Right here.
Hell
take
yeah.
A peek.
My bro's take got a peek. Fat jar of the good.
He's holding up a huge jar of weed, y'all.
Hold that jar up.
See that?
Oh,
doggy. And you know I put the fucking fresh pack up in that shit. Fresh
you
dank,
know.
Doggy.
Oh, damn.
You know it.
Hey, Kyle, you... Now, you're down in Southern California, and you are a Bay Area
that's
boy.
Right.
Did you fly down with that in your suitcase?
Ooh.
And if so, can we talk luggage?
Oh, dude, we can.
Oh, no. The return of the luggage talk.
Dude, should we talk luggage and how to travel
We're
with the
back.
Weeds?
Nice.
I did. Adam, thank you so much for asking. I drove down with my new Samsonite roller bag, all right?
Let's go.
Samsonite.
Very nice.
How do we not have a Samsonite?
Oh, my God.
That is sick, dude. Congrats.
I was way off.
It's got the hard plastic on the outside. You know the hard shell?
Dude, I like those.
Me too.
Oh, luggage talk is back.
I like those a lot. Dude, I've been trying to up my luggage game. Chloe got me a bunch of away stuff.
Ooh, talk about it.
It's nice. I like it. I like it. But I want that hard top.
Talk about it.
Can you
it,
charge
baby.
Your phone on an away luggage?
Yeah, and you, on the older bags.
But don't you have to charge it first?
Yeah, it's annoying. And then when you roll it on, They stop you as if you are a mm-hmm. full-blown terrorist, and it's your sole purpose is to blow this plane up.
Okay.
Every time.
Because it's like the maximum size?
No, because you're not allowed to keep it in your suitcase while you travel.
You're not allowed to keep it. I'm sorry.
I guess, yeah, I'm lost. What are we talking about, a charger?
What?
You guys are blowing my mind right now.
I just want to pack my suitcase.
Oh, my God. The charger in the... In the bag.
Uh-huh.
In the bag. Uh-huh. So there's one that's like, it's like inside the bag. It's very handy if you could travel with it.
Okay.
But then you go through and then I took it out right away because I got hassled. And then I just keep it in my backpack. You're not allowed to keep it in the suitcase because I guess one got stuck and then got warm. And then they
fires.
Landed a plane somewhere.
Fires,
because they're like, this is warm.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah, but no fire happened. It was just warm.
Ready for it? Damn. This is a way.
There we go. We got a Mando.
That
over
sucks.
Here.
That's too bad. That's...
Yeah, because it was a good feature, dude. And I love we're talking luggage.
Yeah,
on this almost high holiday, dude. Yeah, I'm excited. Are. I yeah. love Joy. Some luggage talk,
dude. Look at you. You're leaning in close.
Oh my God.
Now, is it you zip it in half and open it, and then are both sides zipped closed within the opening, or just one side?
Oh, dude, I love this.
That's how I fuck.
Oh, I got the one side right now, but I got another piece of luggage that has the two sides that zip, and I like that one.
Oh my God!
I like that one a little bit better.
Now you're Samsonite that hard case because I've been eyeing that one, dude. I saw that and I'm giving it some side eye.
Yeah, bro.
What's that like?
Oh, yeah.
Loose butthole.
Loose butthole.
Oh, nice.
What's that one?
Larry King, RIP.
Loose butthole.
Hey, that's what all TII Nation is thinking about this luggage talk. My God, man. It's 419. It's 420 Eve.
Dude, but see, we're looping back around because
were you a Toomey guy, Adam? What happened?
Oh, God. Come on.
I was a Toomey boy. Thank you for keeping
Dude, I have
we
a Toomey.
About to get yes. out of the barrel.
Yes.
No, I have a Toomey bag. I have a Toomey bag.
Thank you for bringing me back in hot
luggage talk.
Loose butthole.
I was a Toomey guy at all. Toomey, everything.
It's too expensive.
Did you have monogrammed Toomey?
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Chloe said one of the first things that she was attracted to me about, what attracted me to her, was my monogram. We met
that
on a
booty.
We met on an airplane.
Yeah, bro. Right.
Was this booty, obviously. Yeah. But we met on an airplane, and she noticed
Peanuts?
The monogrammed matching Toomey mm-hmm. luggage set that I mm-hmm. had. And she was like, oh, this boy's an adult man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was like damn near mm-hmm. a decade ago that
I'm
I got
a man.
That set. It's time to re-up my lifestyle.
When you got that Toomey bag, I got my Toomey bag. I got it engraved, too. I got I call it engraved. I don't say monogram. I got my luggage engraved,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I also misspeak a lot and say engraved as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely the correct way to say it is monogrammed, but I don't know if
it's
I've
not
ever
engraved
said that word.
Has to be like a
stone.
Like a hard, yeah, a hard surface.
I get
like
it.
Of a, is that because of like a gravestone, do you think?
No. I would guess, yeah. They
do you think?
You put it in your grave.
Do you think that it's like on grave? It's actually French. It's like
on
grave, like on guard, but on grave.
This
yes,
is possible.
Well said. God damn. You guys are a couple of the smartest dudes I know, yeah. and I believe everything you say.
I'm not a smart man.
We're coming in.
This reminds me of the episode of Workaholics when Blake was saying the word garage comes from go rage.
Right.
And I'm like, absolutely, yes. Jesus Christ, you're a genius.
Yeah.
And the Derbs, Snopes.
Derbs. Hey, Derbs. What's
my name
on your
is
mind?
Derbs.
What's on your mind, Derbs?
I want to know what Adam's drinking because he is on fire right now. Like, just even your look. Even by the way, not even just when you're talking, when you're waiting to talk, you look amped.
Came in hot, babies. Fucking jazzed about luggage.
I'm actually really tired right now. That's why I'm.
But so, I saw a big ass glug glug of some go juice, huh?
This is go juice. Yeah. But it's like I'm half of the way through it, so it's not full steamed.
And you are. It's five. If it's after five, and you're in Hollywood, California,
5:20 on 4:19.
Yeah, I did 5 hours of voiceover of me as a reindeer today.
Nice.
And that takes it out of you. And that we're down in the Orange County and we just drove up And, you know, it's quite the day of VO for me.
Can we hear which reindeer you are? Or is that under wraps?
Yeah. Is that spoiler? Is that under wraps?
It's a new reindeer. It's a new reindeer.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Blitzer.
What your ass say?
Splinter?
Blitzer.
Spritzer.
Wolf.
Hey, you're so close, Kyle. I cannot divulge. I cannot divulge.
Do
but
not.
You're close.
Damn, dude.
But no, let's talk luggage, dude. Because that was getting me pretty.
Well, I want to talk about why you're still drinking it if you're done.
Here's what I will ask. Let me ask you about luggage here. Real
no!
Okay, yeah, let's talk luggage. No, let's talk luggage.
This is like a fucking arm wrestling.
Because I have a real thing, unless you have a real thing. Do you have a real thing? Because I have a real thing.
Go, Durs.
Go.
I got a real question.
Real? Get real.
So,
get real.
You better be real.
Remember the moment where it used to be just two. Someone just came in my room. No, thank you.
Hey, get the what the fuck?
I don't know what's happening.
Wait. So he's at a hotel right now.
I'm at a hotel.
Durs is at a hotel
in Mexico.
In Mexico,
that's super dope art. Hey, Dos Equis.
And people keep coming into his room.
It's a maid for turndown service, maybe.
Chill, Adam. Chill.
He's painting the picture. I appreciate it. But so
I have a good story about Mexico.
All right, go fuck it. We remember when luggage.
No, please tell us more about luggage.
We remember when luggage came in with the two wheels to pull, right?
Oh,
and then
God,
suddenly,
yes.
Suddenly mm-hmm. it was four.
Changed the game.
And mm-hmm. you dragged it completely upright. But you can still drag it on two.
And that blew my fucking mind.
I know, but do you drag it on four or do you drag it on two still?
Well, if I have, may I speak on this? May I speak on this? I got the
Samsonite.
With the four rollers, first roller bag I've had with four. And goddamn, man, I'm using all four.
Can of panic.
I'm using all four.
But it makes you walk like this.
I love it. It's so smooth.
Water trash.
You walk kind of like upright as opposed to like, nice and like rugged, it's behind
know,
you, yeah. dragging it with you. You're a man with a bag.
I like it.
Water
well,
trash.
Forever, for years, I'm only probably like 3 years into taking an actual roller bag.
And by the way, Blake is laughing because he's a duffel bag boy. We'll get to that. Go ahead, Adam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he is a fucking duffel bag.
I'm a duffel bag boy.
He's a weekender.
I was a duffel bag boy for years. Until I started to travel all the time. And then when I would go on tour and do stand-up, and you're in a different city every night, and then you got to have this fucking duffel bag the whole time?
No,
and then it becomes like
pointless.
Like you're working out when you're just so fucking tired.
You got to have a roller.
Yeah,
for sure.
I got the roller, man.
You got to have the roller bag. Sometimes I'll do a duffel every once in a while, though. Just switch it up. You know what I mean?
Hey, a nice leather, dude. Oh, so it's that stinky leather.
Corey Duffel.
Little Corey Duffel, shout out.
Absolutely, baby.
Wait, is there a Corey Duffel story? Who's Corey
Duffel?
You
know a man named Corey Duffel?
Yeah, he's a conker dude. Skateboarder.
Yo, shout out to Corey Duffel.
Yeah,
big shout out to Corey Duffel.
No, it's Corey Duffy, but we were making a pun, man. It was points.
It's not very funny.
Hey, well, I know a guy named Duffy.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Wait, his name's Corey Duffel. What are you talking
I
about? A skater
Duffy.
From Concord? Are you talking about the
Duffy.
Dude who fucking had the Catholic comb song in his part?
See, this is why we can't. This is why we can't.
See, you know, we're trying to make a podcast for everybody, not specifically one guy in the Bay Area that you guys can't remember what his name is.
Hey, come on now.
Happy 419, Corey Duffel.
Happy 419, man.
Smoke weed every day.
What are the two best things about Corey Duffel?
Now we're not done talking luggage, okay?
He goes hard.
He goes hard.
But, yeah, I wish we weren't.
And he's still in the game, and he's from Concord. That's three.
Yeah, that's three things.
He goes hard, and he's still in the game, Corey Duffel. Anyway.
Yeah, and he's from Concord.
He's still in the game?
Yeah.
Corey Duffel, baby.
So, Kyle, this all goes back to happy almost holidays. And you traveled with your weed. What did you pack? How did you pack it? Did you pack it something?
It's a whole different animal. Not a big deal.
Ooh, me?
Did you pack it some way special? Or
I was driving, Playboy.
So you just put it in the bag. You didn't wrap anything.
I put it in the fucking passenger seat.
Yeah, just in the front seat with you.
Did you buckle it?
I put it in the passenger seat because I'm smoking the whole goddamn way, doggy. Yeah.
And did you buckle it like it's a it's a passenger,
like a child,
like a baby? Yeah, I buckled. I put it in the car seat.
Now, are you worried because you can get a DUI? I think about this. I smoke weed in the car fairly often as well.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, but I think every time I'm like, is this how I'm going to get a DUI? And that'd be the shittiest way to get a DUI. Because I'm not swerving. I'm not hitting anything.
You mean high?
Yeah. How do they test that?
Is it DUI or is it different? Is it the same as a DUI?
I think
what do they call
it? Same level of offense. Yeah. As according to the law. Yeah. I think it's the same offense.
But is it a DWI?
What's the difference between a DUI and a DWI?
The letters.
It's DUI, driving under the influence.
Hello. No, thank you.
Durs, just let him clean. Just let him come in and clean the fucking hotel.
Yeah, just let him clean.
Or say it in Spanish, dude. Something's getting lost in translation,
yeah,
brother.
Say au revoir.
Friendo.
The French.
Friendo.
Oh, whoopsies.
If I could loop back to my story in Mexico, there was one time when I was in Rosarito for a little vacation. And
not real?
It's true. And I was watching this boxing match, ended up getting really, really hammered and went and passed out on my bed. And a dude was so fucked up that he wandered into my room at night with me and my girl at the time. And I handled it so well. It could have just been a murderer coming in to kill us.
Right.
Sure.
And I very calmly just was like, dude, you're in the wrong room, turned him around and kicked him out the door. I never handled anything better in my entire life.
Good job, Blake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's a common courtesy in Mexico. People just kind of wander into the room.
You had a perfect opportunity to kill someone and you passed out.
Yeah.
Turs.
I was going to say, I'm with you, Durs. I was going to say, you had the shot, you didn't take it.
Take the shot.
take the shot.
Jesus.
A guy follows you in your room. You can do anything to this guy.
It truly, he woke me up out of my sleep. I didn't have time to think.
Exactly. So why didn't you take a lamp and smash it over his head and then stab him 35 times?
And slit his throat with the shards.
Dude,
you would have been involved in some shit had you done that, bro. You did a great job. These guys are joking, but I'm being serious. You did a great job.
You know what the Mexican authorities would have done if they found out that a man came into your room in the middle of the night and you smashed the lamp on his head, then you took the shard and stabbed it in his neck 35 times? Mm-hmm. They would have comped you a pitcher of margaritas and said, so sorry about that. Guacamole on us for the weekend.
Hey, bro. Maybe I should have done it. That's my bad. But I felt like
will you step out this whole action? Like, you said you woke up to a man in your house, in your room.
Yes, like,
but how did he get in there?
It was, I must have forgot to lock the door when I went to bed because it was like this night of a big boxing match and I had a lot of margaritas, ended up passing out on the hotel bed.
Right.
And so this was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
The witching hour.
I heard the door open.
How did he come into the door?
That's what I'm asking.
There are specific keys. How did he come into your room?
Here's how I think. Blake is a nice guy. He probably met him early out of the night. Was like, man, come party. Hey, Here's a key.
For sure. Yeah. I bet Blake was handing out his keys, just kind of being in Mexico, being like, hey, if I ever want to.
You get a key.
Fuck a dude, I'm out of the country.
Yeah. I found my unicorn.
I found my unicorn.
You're my unicorn. You're coming over tonight.
What's the deal, though? How do you get in the room?
It was Rosarito, so I think it was kind of like an older, charming hotel. Like, it wasn't electronic locks. I don't think I locked the door.
Oh.
Do you think you put that, like, the slider thing over to keep the door open by accident, maybe?
It could have been that as well. I mean, I stumbled into the room and passed out on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your significant other was equal?
The same.
The same. Yes.
Hey, that's how
You could have left the door wide open. You don't even know if you closed it. There's no confirmation of
maybe,
that.
Or he kicked the door open and I don't remember.
Yeah, I could see Blake just propping his door open with all of his expensive belongings.
Duffel bags?
Yeah.
Right. His Samsonite?
Corey Duffel.
Just toss the duffel bag in front of the door.
Everything that's worth any amount of money, he just uses it to prop the door open.
Hey, man, because it's hot as fuck. Blake. Just turn on the AC. No, can't do that.
So describe this guy so we can understand the intimidation level and that sort of thing. Like, did he have cornrows?
No. He just kind of, I don't really recall the man's face. I just know he like stumbled in and looked super just like he wasn't there. And I was basically like, dude, what the fuck are you doing in here? Like, this is not your room.
What's he wearing? What's he wearing? How tall? How heavy?
Yeah, what's he wearing?
I was...
Sunglasses at night? Like, what are we dealing with here?
I was equally fucked up.
How do you remember it then?
Because I distinctly remember escorting the man out and then being like, yo, a guy just came in here and I just kicked him out of the room.
Was he dressed in all silk? You don't remember anything?
Yeah, did he have a backpack, a Tumi bag, a roller bag? What kind of bag
is
did he
have? Wearing an astronaut outfit?
Remember when a few weeks ago... Kyle said that in his family, you don't ruin a good story with the truth.
That's right. Shout out to the Newachek.
Maybe you shouldn't have ruined. Yeah, you shouldn't have ruined this story with your lack of memory.
So he had a disco ball for a head.
Yeah, he had
clown shoes, hammer pants, and a duffel bag.
No,
man, that's. A disco ball for the head, bro. That's a good looking.
He looked exactly
it's 419.
I like that a lot. I like the visual. I like everything about that.
Anything goes, brother.
And Kyle, what are we looking at? Are you in a trailer right now, man?
Yeah, dude. I'm down in Burbank. I'm chilling at my brother's house.
Nice.
So you're not in a trailer. You're in an RV.
I am in a trailer. No, this is a trailer. It's a toy hauler. It's a
like dildos. Like,
it's what he takes to the. He puts his motorcycles in here. Takes it to the desert. You know.
Okay. Now
water trail.
I think I totally would sleep in the trailer in the front of your brother's house as well. But
I'm
does
like
he,
fucking Cody from Step by Step right now, don't
I?
You?
I understand.
Don't go
that.
There. Let's not even go there.
Oh, that's not a good thing, huh? What happened to that guy? He murderer, right?
He beat his wife up.
I think
he beat his wife up.
Yeah, oh yeah,
beat his wife up.
Allegedly.
Because maybe she snuck in him. When he was sleeping. So. You know, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm him before that happened. Hey, guys, do you ever feel like you need a little boost in the bedroom?
Yes.
Well, thankfully with Hims, you will feel confident knowing you can get hard and stay hard whenever you're in the mood. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints. Brand new treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. That's way cheaper, though. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Yes.
Answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. If ED is getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/thisis. That's Hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals. where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you guys, but I feel this year has gone by so quickly. I became a father this year. Can you believe that, guys?
Huge.
And the baby that I named Bo is growing bigger every day. Let me tell you, life goes by like that, so fast. So it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year.
I agree. And therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, etc. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Look, all you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Why aren't you in your brother's house? He just was like, nah, you're staying out there.
That's a great question. This is easier. It's easier. It's like I can come and go as I please.
Humming.
I don't know.
I can come and go easier?
Yeah.
How often are you coming?
Is that your beat off shit?
What is the reason?
What's going on? It is a beat off shack.
Yeah, exactly. I need autonomy, bro. AKA, like, fucking doom. Thank you. I can't.
He needs that strong Wi-Fi signal. And
I would love for you to start beating off in your RV and it like hits the neutral and you just start rolling down the street. You have no idea because you have like your Oculus on. Of course, we know you.
Oh my gosh! So you told your brother your
did the Oculus have a seat in the car or no?
Well, I got to sleep on the couch, man. I don't really want to sleep on the couch. This has a bed. The kids got their beds. He's got his beds. I'm not going to sleep like head to toe with my bro.
Okay. You know what I know. I was thinking he had a spare bedroom, and I'm like, well, just go inside.
No. This is it, dude. Okay. I'm not here. But this place, right, where I am right now, is actually where we were when my wife's water broke when we had our first kid. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I couldn't stop farting. I remember I was so nervous and I just was farting so much.
Wow. You know what? Like, and we should take this opportunity, Kyle, to talk to the men out there about what happens when your wife's water breaks and what you can do, what you're going through emotionally.
What happens? Because you guys have all had children.
We're here to service the men out there, brought to you by Dr. Pepper Sam.
What happened to your bodies? Kyle immediately released all the flatulence within his body.
Bro, so much. But I was nervous and I was very scared. Because we were displaced because of the fires too. I was really under the gun.
Yeah, you had a lot going on.
So you have a gun.
So do you think it was nerves, or do you think your body's like synced up? You know how like women when they're together, they have their periods at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your body's synced up?
Yes, I think exactly whatever Adam's saying is true.
And she was trying to push a baby out, and your body was like, "I'll push out whatever I can."
You were bleeding out of your butt.
Yep. I barely heard you, Adam, but I know that it's exactly true.
Mm-hmm. Air babies. Yes.
Her water broke and your diarrhea sack popped.
Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. And I farted it out. Farted out the diarrhea.
Can you never say that again?
Kyle, wait, but Kyle, really, why is that part of the memory?
What?
Why did you tell us that you were fart? Like, why is that part of the memory? Why?
Bro, it was nuts.
Like, what?
I'm telling you.
419, man.
Had you eaten something that day or no?
We had some fucking like, it was like some squash spaghetti for dinner or something.
Oh my God, the vegan
diet. Put her over the fucking edge and it was like, okay, this is happening. And then when she woke up. Yeah, dude, it was fucking hilarious. And it was so funny.
Hilarious.
Well, that's when I knew when shit got real, because she was laughing up until we were on the way to the hospital and I was still farting. And then she started to get really mad at how bad it smelled. And, now, like, and I'm like, oh, she's fucking hurting because this is not funny anymore to her.
That's well, she's probably really trying to go through something.
So, did you guys get into a legit fight where it's like, stop farting, motherfucker? And you're like, I can't stop farting, honey.
And the doctor's like, actually, keep farting.
It's helping. It's good for you. It's helping.
It's part of it.
Water trash.
The pheromones. We need the pheromones. They tell the baby to fight his way out. I feel a nose. Let's get this baby out of here.
The baby just peeks his head out and crawls right back in.
What are you doing?
Nah. He shakes his head no and slinks back in.
Water trash.
It was a farty birth, baby. I love it.
Yeah, it was what it was, man. And
it's
I
a bagel, baby.
Vividly, you know.
When did the farting stop?
Honestly, I had to wait.
Did. He's still waiting for it.
Has it?
Yeah, I'm still farting, but I did. I had to. I it was tough. It was hard to. I needed to shit somewhere. It was like, you know,
pizza.
So you had to shit.
I had to shit.
So you didn't have gas. You had to shit, and that was working the gas out.
Well, that's when it stopped, when I pooped. Normally, that's when the farts stop, is when you poop, right?
It's weird. I didn't realize that's how it worked. But.
Yeah, it's a Here's trip like sign. That, though. It's a trip like that.
That's what was that, Blake?
Here's your sign.
Blake got a whole re-up on the soundboard, and I've never seen him happier.
I know.
Get her done.
Okay, is that?
He's like real leaned back in his chair. Just
I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Is the get her done from Cars?
Here's your sign.
Is that from Cars?
No. Wait, do they allow Larry the Cable Guy to say get her done as, what's his name?
Yes.
When does he say it? I'm very familiar
as
with that movie.
As Toe Mater?
Yeah,
Mater.
Toe Mater.
Yeah. Mater.
Tomato.
By the way, this fucking room is kind of sick. It's fucking humongous. It's got two stories. I have like a spiral staircase.
Ooh,
so.
Baby.
Hey, hello. Gee,
I like that. That's a movie place to get murdered. Life, baby.
So definitely going to fall down the staircase drunk one night.
Yeah, you're going to get murdered.
How long are you out in Viva la Mexico?
Mexico.
As the weird lady says in Total Recall, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right.
That's a great amount of time. That's a perfect amount of time.
Oh, dude. Well, they were very, very, they were like, hey, it's a month shoot for you. And I go, can it be 2 weeks?
Hey.
Flex it on them.
Very cool. Lex, they made baby. It 2 weeks.
So, wait, does that mean that you're going to have a really packed schedule, or are you going to have a little time to, you know, walk the
I got
the,
weekends
walk
off.
The streets?
Here's something crazy.
You're going to have a couple freaking weekends. Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, they shoot Saturday mornings.
Mm. What do you mean?
What? Yeah, whatever Ayatsi was fighting for. They do They do a half day on Saturdays.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm doing one or if this production's doing one, but people are talking about it. And I was like, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, other productions do that too if they have to.
Well, yeah, you can shoot through the weekend.
No. Like they do 5.5 days. They do a 5 day and then a half day on Saturdays.
Like every production in Mexico.
Most productions in Mexico. This one I don't think is doing it.
That's par for the course out there.
Yeah.
I did not know. Know that.
Wild,
like, are we
man,
talking
wild.
What is it? Television? What Univision? Like all the shit.
Those are both two things. Yeah,
the shit that they film.
You're just talking IA though out here. Like whoever IATSE is in Mexico. Yeah. Is it the same?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're IATSE, so we're not doing it.
Aye. Okay.
But yeah, I got the weekend off. I got one day. I got tomorrow off. And then I got one day next week off, and I'm going to have some fun. I might golf.
You don't golf, though.
What? You don't golf at all.
I know, but there's a golf course right outside my window. I might golf. I might scuba again. Might relive Shark Week. I don't know.
Yeah, go scuba. You should go scubaing. I'd go scubaing.
Or go tennis and pickle, baby.
I might tennis. There's like a sick Rafa Nadal tennis center down the way here.
Yeah,
and cool. One of the dudes pickle. In the movie was over there. He said it's time.
Get her done.
Are you playing pickle or what?
No, he's playing tennis. Like the established real sport that exists before people said, sure, I'm not good at that. I'm going to invent
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, sure, that's sure, what sure. you said.
Oh, I had a crazy thing that happened yesterday.
Tell me more.
So I was on my bike and I was about to, you know, partake in some fitness and I'm riding down the boardwalk and then I see a cop.
For sure.
With his gun drawn.
Mm-hmm. On your specialized bicycle? Go ahead.
On
go
my
ahead,
specialized
go ahead.
Bicycle. Oh, with his gun drawn, and then I go past the house, and like this house that he's obviously looking at, and I kind of slow down and I look, and then I see cops running around the back alleyway, cops running around the front.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. And I go on my ride. I'm like, that's okay. Weird. I'm like,
maybe I can help.
And and when I come back, I'm coming back the same way. And now it's all blocked off, and there's helicopters going around the house with a spotlight. Now there's a full on.
This
like,
is a night ride.
This is a night bike ride.
It was at sunset.
Or wait, are you taking the from Kyle's parents? You just kind of you're feeling it.
Yeah, are you making this up or
no?
There's a submarine from the FBI, also the hovercraft. The Paw Patrol's there.
It's at sunset, and the helicopter's up. Mm-hmm. And it's fully blocked off. There is like a full SWAT team truck outside, and
then guys
in full SWAT team with gear and assault rifles drawn, and then the whole area is shut down, and like 15 cop cars are lining the street, and they're not allowing people to come further down the peninsula.
They finally found Jeff Goldblum.
So I don't know what happened. I think and then it was some woman of the Real Housewives of Orange County that lived there.
What?
And it was, I guess, like her boyfriend like was barricading her in the house or some crazy shit.
Is this the lady? They live in Pasadena.
Is this a spoiler?
Oh, here comes our producers with a little more information.
Yeah, what's going on? They say we can't talk about this.
That was the Orange County Housewives X.
Okay, the Orange County Housewives X.
Who is apparently like your best friend now.
Yeah, we're super close now.
Super connected. You're riding by on your specialized bike, and now you're going to be in court.
Yeah, but I was like, I mean, it's been a while since I've been like truly like kind of right in the – I mean, I'm not part of it, but I was like seeing that with my own eyes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like that we kind of had maybe one or two of those scenarios when we were living at the workaholic's house. There were a few nights where
should we tell the story?
Which one? Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if we've told this story, the one about the woman who jumped out of the car.
Oh, I think we told that story. Didn't we tell that story?
Did we?
I think so. The woman who was held at shotgun point and we were playing Wii bowling.
No. This is during lunch at Workaholics, and whoever thinks they can tell the story best, go for it.
No, that's all you, doggy.
I don't even recall.
This is the best story.
What was it?
So
was it blowjob?
We're filming.
Blowjob.
What?
It is. It's blowjob.
I remember a blowjob.
So wait, just wait. So we were filming.
Know what I mean?
We were filming Workaholics. And we're outside in the front yard. You guys all know it. You love it. It's iconic.
Yes.
There's police with us who are like blocking traffic. That's just a general thing you do when you're outdoors and you have traffic and cars and da da da. Mm-hmm. So there's a car that's coming, and all of a sudden, the police who are with us draw their gun into the window of the guy driving by, and they're like, "You fucking stop right now! Stop right there!" And we're like, "What's going on? We don't fucking know what happened." The guy gets out of the car. They like take him aside, and we're like, "What the fuck? What's going on?" We like just had lunch. The ribs, the best thing we could eat.
The ribs and were so good.
The ribs were always so good.
Now I remember the ribs.
Yeah, yes, I remember the ribs.
That's why I couldn't remember the story. I was too busy licking my fingers from all them ribs, dude.
Start with the ribs, dog.
So. I buried the headline. We're busy eating ribs.
Hell yeah, we are.
So we don't know what's going on. They've taken this person hundreds of feet away from everybody on crew, and everyone's speculating. We're like, did he fucking rob one of the prop trucks down there or steal some like stuff from the lighting truck, the grip truck?
And I'm like,
I can't stop eating.
He's busy hitting ribs. Second round, third plate. And then finally, the guy just gets back in the car. He shakes the police's hands and drives away, and we're like, what the fuck just happened? So we go to the police, and they go, so that guy was driving, and we saw a woman jump out of shotgun while he was driving and then bolt away from all of us. Mm-hmm. And we said, what was it? And they go, well, we thought it might have been a kidnapping situation. But what had happened was around the corner, the guy had picked up a prostitute.
Mm.
And he had driven a couple blocks to go get Dome or whatever.
Which is a blowjob.
Drove onto our street.
Which is blowjob.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Drove onto
your boobs are huge.
Drove onto our street.
The ribs of sex.
Saw the police blocking traffic and thought it was a sting for prostitutes, and she jumped out.
Oh, yeah, he thought that we were,
but we were like, well, so doesn't the guy get arrested? And they were like, well, we just, we let him go.
Yeah, we're, we gotta get more ribs before the ribs are gone, brother.
Yeah. What's up with the handshake?
These cops are cool. Yeah. They're like, he's just gonna get a blowjob. I mean,
but it was,
that was
one of the craziest things that ever happened.
That's right. Dude, I do remember that now. It was like,
because we also were like, oh my God, like we were getting bits of information at a time. We knew a woman had jumped out of the car at some point before we got all the entire.
And they were like, then they were like, last call on ribs. And like, yeah, we'll get more of that information. Wait, hold that information. We'll be right back.
They pulled out the good Kinder's barbecue sauce. And we were like, shout out to Cougars. But
you know what is funny, though? They were out of ribs, and then one of the cops put his gun to my head and took ribs right off my plate.
Well, the one thing about all the cops
allegedly,
I mean, for anybody who lives like where the productions are being done, like all the cops who are usually on set—that's
everywhere except for LA.
Yeah,
go ahead,
anywhere except Hollywood,
not California.
All the cops are usually retired police officers, so they're not super down to like get back into the shit. They're probably just stoked to be on lunch. So
it's my favorite line from any cop show. It's too much paperwork.
Yeah, dude,
it's not worth the paperwork.
That's why
he let the guy go. He's like, "You got a prostitute? Not worth the paperwork.
He's like, I don't want to deal with that all afternoon." Did you hear about the ribs that they got?
The poor woman, by the way, just trying to make a living, jumping out of a moving car.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have pulled to the side of the road and maybe allowed her to get out.
Clipped a U-turn, maybe?
Yeah, pulled a quick U-ey.
No, because she thought the guy was like a fucking undercover cop.
Oh, she thought.
She jumped out thinking that the dude who picked her up was a narc or whatever.
He was giving undercover Popo Zao vibes.
Yeah, she was.
Well, you remember the time when we were shooting and we were driving and then the cops, like somebody like ran a red light or there was what it was and they couldn't.
Yes.
We had to stop production because they were like,
we got
to
do
They had to write the guy up and take him to the precinct or whatever they do.
Do you remember?
It was taking him to the precinct to run a red light? That seems pretty aggressive.
It was something else. I can't remember. I remember it was a really stressful day.
He was jerking off while doing it.
Yeah.
But right after that, I remember we were like, oh, we can't shoot the rest of this fucking car scene. We don't have cops. And then Jay Leno rolled up in like a fucking steam truck.
Yeah. And tooted a steam car at us.
Yeah.
Fucking chill after that.
Yeah, he had like a cool steam car. But then like a half hour after, Jay Leno was like, hey, what you guys doing? And we're like shooting a show. And he's like, what show? And we're like, workaholics. He's like, okay, like for
sure. It was cool.
For sure. He's like, doesn't sound like a fake show.
Never gonna be on my talk show. Go ahead, bye.
But then he took off, and then the Google Earth car drove past.
Oh yeah,
yes,
yeah,
and we all waved at it. That's right. Yeah. That was a 1-2-3. Like, what the fuck is going on,
Adam? That memory is a deep cut pull. Yeah. But you remember the Google Earth. I guess it does. It does click in with your whole like, this is an opportunity to be seen by everybody in the world who Googles this location.
Everyone will see this on the corner of Magnolia and Burbank.
We never went and found that, did we? I don't think we ever.
There's no way I could ever find that.
No.
Adam made T-shirts. Adam was selling T-shirts of it with Jet Set in Venice.
On Google Earth, you can go through. You can go through time periods. You can go through like. Yeah, you can hit time periods on Google.
Dude, that's
Earth.
A fucking trip. Happy you were 419.
419, bro.
Yeah, you didn't fucking know that. You guys don't fucking kick it on Google.
Oh my God,
Earth?
Dude. Happy 419.
Smoke weed every day.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries. just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Bro, I kick it on Google Earth all the time and just fucking walk around, dude. You guys don't do this just to pass time or something? Nothing?
Dude, I'm sick of this world. I'm just ready for the metaverse.
That's what this is, Adam. That's what this is.
What?
You walk around.
Dude, can we talk about this? Can we talk about the thing I sent you guys today? I mean, now this is old news, but this fucking woman reported getting like gangbanged in the metaverse, and this is exactly what we predicted for our parents.
Hey, what?
It was just going to be out of control.
Did you go into this article?
No, of course not.
Because
no.
Like, what is the what headline? Are the specifics of
it's,
this?
It's
like
a clickbait. It was like the New York Post. It's all trash.
Yes.
I feel like almost every single thing we've talked about today could possibly just be made up in a lie. Everything is so debatable.
Maybe.
I did fart a ton.
That's what life is, dude. It's all debatable.
By the way, you're bringing up my favorite gif or whatever you want to call it, where it's the dude from Did It Really Happen or Ripley's Believe It Not. I was like, it was a total false or a total farce. Yeah. It never happened. He wasn't the guy.
Never happened.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing ever. It's like the dude from Star Trek.
It was like before they would go to commercials, they'd be like, here's a odd piece of trivia. Maybe is it true or false? And then they would say it. And then when they came back from the commercial, they go, never happened.
A complete fabrication. That guy fucking kills it. And the rapid fire cut.
Total lie.
I love that.
You're dumb if you thought it was real.
It's like when your girl catches you with like a Jimmy hat in your back pocket or whatever. It's like, it's not
that's
mine.
Not real.
Yeah. Right. So good.
Nope. Total lie.
A complete fabrication.
I don't know what you saw. Not real.
Luggage.
Yeah, I remember what you were saying, Kyle, though, about that time when the woman ran into our house when we were all stoned playing Wii bowling.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, I think we have told that story a few times on the podcast.
A couple times.
Stole my speakers.
Well, no, that's two different stories.
No, that's two different stories. This one, we were
same
playing.
Guy.
Yeah, this one. The
same block. The G-Money block.
Same block.
Y'all know G-Money.
She got her laptop stolen. Remember, she got held at shotgun point and got her laptop stolen. Oh, ran into our house and watched us play Wii Bowling for like fucking 2 hours. While we called the cops.
Oh, really? Did you ask her to get in the game? Or she was like, I'm good?
She might have played, bro.
I remember Blake being like very worried. I remember him running around and like locking the doors.
Oh, God.
Being like, we're getting robbed. We're getting robbed right now. This is a setup. And I'm just
yes,
like.
Yes, I got very paranoid. It might have been 420.
Oh, bro. Super smart though, by the way,
possibly
Blake.
Been.
It might have been 420, dude. And she wandered in and I was paranoid.
You were like, it's a setup. And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of a killer game here. If we're gonna get, I'll die to get 300 on Wii Bowling.
I've got three more frames to go. If you could just sit down and shut up and stop shivering, that'd be great.
If we were playing Wii Bowling midday, we were probably just high off resin, just smoking fucking Venom suit.
Well, it was. We used to do the resin balls like a motherfucker.
God,
we used to collect
like
resin.
Like that's hot knives, right? That's hot knives, basically.
Yeah, that's hot knives.
Essentially, just smoking resin. The grossest.
Oh, so yummy.
The Venom suit, baby. We smoking Venom.
Okay.
I mean, I did it. I wasn't above it.
It ain't yummy. I know. But yeah. I mean, like that. Those times are actually pretty yummy in my life. I like them.
Dude, I miss those yummy times. I like to taste those memories.
Well, non like pot smoker question is smoking resin essentially just doing
the Lord's work?
fuck, I just said the
hot knives.
Is it just
no,
not hot knives
is totally
it's like freebasing.
No.
What was the thing everyone was doing for a while?
Dabs,
thank you. Is it just doing a dab, right?
No, dab is like high quality concentrated THC. Resin is truly like just like the melted sauce from whatever's left over when you actually take a drag.
Right, but isn't that like concentrated THC?
But it's like used concentrate.
Hey, I'm sure some weed dork is going to really break us down and really go after us about what's
just
different.
BF us in the comments.
But bro, I mean, I've done dabs and I've smoked resin, and they both just get you high as shit, and they both taste pretty fucking gross. Yeah. It's not like smoking.
Does one high last longer than the other?
Oh, no.
Maybe?
Dabs fuck you up, dude. Yeah. I do not.
And because smoking resin, doing hot knives, it's pretty quick.
It's bottom of the barrel
stuff. I did hot knives once. I've told you guys this story. Me and John went to a random house, did hot knives with some people, and we thought it was insane. And we were high for like an hour.
Yeah. Well, that's weed, too, for the most part.
Yeah, that's weed.
And it's not, like, the best way of inhaling as much smoke as possible. Like, hot knives is tough.
I don't know. At Astro Burger, we thought it was. We went straight to Astro Burger, and we were like, yo, this burger.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You got fucked
up. I mean, you know I did it recently in Atlanta.
Fourth meal.
I did it in Atlanta because I didn't have rolling papers, so I just...
Dabs or hot knives?
Hot knives.
My man!
But what do you mean? How did you do it? You didn't have rolling papers. You were going to roll a joint, but then what did you do, buddy?
Wait, so you just, instead of taking a 3-minute walk to a gas station where you could just buy rolling papers?
No. This is a science question.
You took two knives from your hotel?
It's science.
It's science.
So I did
and destroyed them?
No, but I want to know because you have the intention of rolling up flour.
Sure.
And then you do hot knives? Scientifically impossible. The fuck?
I'm pissed now.
Okay, so what I did is I took the knives. Sorry. What were we supposed to
do? It's science.
I took the knives and I didn't have any open flame. I didn't have any papers, no lighter. All I had was an electric stove.
Okay.
So what I did was I put the tips of the knives on the electric stove.
Okay.
And then I took the nug of weed, put it between the two hot knives.
That's how I did it as well.
And inhaled the smoke of the flour. That's what I thought hot knives was.
Wait, with the flour?
No, not flour. No. Hot knives is the resin.
You did something entirely new, Blake.
I basically was like doing the hatchet of weed.
Yeah.
This is something.
Blake, you know what you did? You did not knives.
I did not knives, baby. Not knives of Atlanta. Yeah. I heated them up hot enough so that when you put the weed on, it actually cooked the weed and smoke came out and it got me hot.
Right. That's like, you did like a vape. You did like a vape.
Kinda, yeah.
That was like a homemade vape.
What's crazy to me about this story is instead of just taking a quick walk, to get a couple papers.
Dude, it was late.
You decided, I'm going to ruin these two knives.
It was late and I was scared.
It was too late. It was too late at night. All right.
Wait, but we used like the top of a 2-liter bottle to like kind of catch the smoke. What did you just go?
I had my lips very close to the hot metal. Very close. I was living on the edge, baby.
Hey, happy 419.
Yeah, no, I kind of like I like what you did, Blake. I think it's cool.
Thank you.
Smoking!
And did you guys ever do 2-liter gravity bongs? You all fucking with that? You remember that back in the day?
I fucked with a lot of gravity
bongs. Yeah, my homie used to build those.
What was that? That was like the little wizard staff. Like,
well, you would cut off the bottom of a 2-liter and put the bowl on top of it with the foil and then fill your fucking sink with water.
What?
And then you'd light. Yeah. You'd put it all the way down, you'd light it up, and then the smoke would raise the 2-liter up.
Right.
And then you take the cap off and suck it down until the water hits your lips, baby.
I love
that. It's so crazy because when
Adam is really stoked on this 419.
when kids apply themselves, they're so smart, they're so clever. But if they would just, you know, put that into reading a book.
They are, dude.
This is a whole industry now. This is a whole industry.
It's true.
What do you mean, bro?
Dude, they are.
Get your paper.
You guys, you know my homie Brian, who you've met. He like worked at that bar. I'm not gonna say it, but he used to just build weed smoking contraptions in high school,
just
like
MacGyver.
dual chamber bongs inside of like water jugs and
You gotta have extra chambers.
Yeah. And hiding it from his parents was a whole fucking like operation.
Yeah, the move was like going to a hardware store. You could steal everything so easily because they were just such small like things that you needed, like a little pipe here,
right? And it was so hard to buy those
allegedly
things.
Well, because if you bought them, they would know what you're doing and they wouldn't sell them to you. Like,
they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
I had a giant pipe made out of a bike pump. And then,
really?
That's tight.
Yeah.
Like a steamroller?
Yeah.
Like not a specialized bike pump, but like Schwinn probably.
Yeah. And then we sawed it off and then I kept it underneath my steering wheel. This plastic part would pop off of my 93 Cavalier convertible. It would pop off and it's like where wires and shit were. And that I could either fit a 6-pack of beer, a 175 of vodka.
Sawed off shotgun.
sawed off shotgun, throwing stars, or this pipe.
Or this one girl's lock of hair.
That's so cool. So you had like the secret compartment where you like hit the steering wheel twice and it just drops down and it's party time.
Dude, you must have been such a good senior.
Dude, I had so much contraband in my – I was a very good senior.
Yeah, you were such a good senior.
I was a really good senior. I did that sophomore year, but by the time I got to senior, I was really good at hiding things in my car.
Yeah.
Dude.
I miss the excitement of smoking weed. I still like smoking weed. I do it every day. I'm hot right now.
I mean, do you think we have the power to make 419 the new 420? Where it's just like, get a jump on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty prepped.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Get a jump.
I miss the ingenuity of it all. Of like... being a little sneaky about it, and I feel like maybe we
has legal weed ruined it for you?
A little bit, I think. Maybe 419 is about.
I mean, for sure it's better. For sure it's better. But the little things are what I miss.
Yeah, maybe 419 is about creativity in the weed field. Mm. Like you kind of.
It's prepping. It's getting ready for 420. So it's all the science.
It's almost like the Red Bull when they make the machines.
The fluke tog.
Yeah, it's the 419 is the weed fluke tog.
Yeah. yeah, I dig it.
I need more. What?
You have to build some kind of like homemade contraption to smoke weed out of that. The more creative, the better.
I guess I just mean like, can we make 419 more popular than 420 in that it's like, why are we waiting? Like the statement of doing it on 419 and making that a bigger deal
but the
than 420 is that we're not waiting for it.
It's the cop code, man.
That's what
it's
I thought.
It's a fucking like.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Mom.
Okay. Okay, but I'm saying it could be a multi-day event. It's like Christmas. Christmas is
Bonnaroo.
You're
on a 210.
It could be
Christmas
eight crazy nights.
Eve and Christmas Day. It could be eight crazy nights, man.
What about 210? Why don't you do February 10th? Is
eight crazy blunts? Can you guys do eight crazy blunts?
Half of 420, 210, 420.
So we're talking about a marijuana Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Hanukkah.
Marijuana half.
That has to exist already. Marijuana already is something for sure.
Marijuana.
Yeah, it's a line from a.
Producers, please Google that. Thank you.
It's a line from a Sandler track.
That's true.
Do we got any take backs, giveaways, epic slams, anything that we.
Nothing!
No! Right?
I stand by everything in this cast.
I have a take back. No, I got a huge take back.
I just want to say, right before we jump into that, Adam, I do want to say that we popularized Half Christmas.
Thank you.
We did.
We made that.
What, is it popular?
Are you giving...
People still fucking tweet and Instagram and celebrate it and shit.
Are you giving us our flowers?
But it's not like it's...
Loose butthole.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I'm giving us our flowers,
yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Good job, us.
Can we popularize Half 420?
210, baby.
With 419?
210, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever. 210, but like
210.
I thought it was 210. Isn't 210 what we wanted?
Well,
to
that's
do?
Wait, hang on. 210 is half of 420, but it's not halfway to 420.
Hey guys, we'll figure the date out at another time. I mean,
okay,
that's true.
I would love to.
He is correct. It's not 6 months later.
Halfway to 420 from
I'm
when?
Okay, you just come back, please.
Halfway to four. From when? When are we starting?
Yeah.
1-1? Because
the whole world gone crazy!
I would love to take back all the luggage talk. I never want another murmur of luggage again on this pod, but...
Too bad.
Yo, I didn't even get to talk about backpacks. Are we talking like zip up or like the one that has like the cover with the clip that goes? We'll get into it next time.
Aww. This is mine right here. This is mine. Netflix pack.
Zip it.
Got my Netflix back.
Hey guys, the next the half 420 will be October 20th. So October 20th. October 20th, right before Halloween. It's a big smoking holiday.
And how did you just surmise that?
I just went 6 months into the future after 420.
Okay, we gotta check his math.
For sure.
I mean, for sure, check my math. For sure, check it. Remember when we like during 420 in the episode?
Check it.
In the episode, we like got the date wrong.
Zip it.
And the internet was like, you guys did it wrong.
What?
What did we do?
No, let's end this shit. No, let's end it.
It's true.
You want to end it? Go ahead, Kyle.
This is another episode up.
Go ahead.
I'm still going to send it.
What? Is?
Is?
It's just.
Was?
Important.
Why do we? What?
Okay.
It just ended, I think.
Yeah, I did it.
I'm still going to send it.
Okay. I was just saying.
I don't want people to know that we fucked up.
Too bad. Hey,
I don't
Kyle,
want them to know we fucked up.
You just admitted it. We fucked up. And that was another episode.
No, it's over.
This.
It's over. This is important. It's over.
Important.
Cut this.
Smoke weed every day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
ZOA Energy is a better-for-you energy drink powered by great taste, electrolytes, B and C vitamins, zero sugar, and caffeine from green tea and green coffee.
You may have seen their new campaign recently. It's packing lots of BDE. Hey, perverts, that's Big Dwayne energy, and it features someone we may all know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, one of its co-founders.
With flavors like Tropical Punch, Frosted Grape, and a new flavor exclusive to Amazon and HEB, Green Apple, it's hard to pick a favorite. I am personally really digging the new green apple flavor. Yum, 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 yummy.
Available on Amazon and at a store near you, like 7-Eleven, Costco, and more. For more info, go to ZOAEnergy.com. That's ZOAEnergy.com.